Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Good morning, everyone. I take this opportunity once again to welcome you in here to the Clay County Corner, coming to you live and in living color. One of these days, I'm going to look up and see where I remember that from. Somebody on the radio that used to do that years ago, and of course, I used to be an old radio listener and listening to all the old, my grandmother and grandfather made me listen to all the old soap operas on the radio in the afternoons, like Lum and Abner, Just Plain Bill, Hawkins Falls. There was a bunch of those, and they listened to them religiously every day and kept up with them just like folks do the soap operas on TV now. Or along the line, someone said that, but it's a very appropriate greeting to you this morning because we are live here, and we both of us sitting here this morning are in living color, and we're going to be coming out to you today with another great show here from the historic Clay County Courthouse on the Courthouse Square here in Salina. And so we do have some traffic going by. The weather's very, very nice. Great sleeping weather the last few nights. Don't even have to turn the air conditioning on. And we've got a great show lined up this morning. I've got Kathy Merritt here with me now that's sitting here waiting for me to quit talking here in a few minutes. And she and I are going to hold a conversation. And then after that, we've got a couple of guests from over at the high school coming over. I think tomorrow night is graduation night. And the valedictorian and salutatorian agreed to come by and talk to us a few minutes, and it'd be very, very interesting to talk to them since they are the leaders of this year's senior class, and we'll talk to them about things like what it took to get where they're at today and where they're heading and how much scholarship money they've got based on their status in their class. So I think that this will be very, very interesting. And also we want to remind everyone that we do have our birthday and anniversary club here. And if you want to be a part of that, you need to call 931-243-5574, and you will get an answering machine, and you need to speak slowly, clearly, and pronounce your names real clear so we don't miss anyone, and everyone will have an opportunity to win a big birthday cake from the local Salina Dairy Queen here. And I want to remind you, too, to get over and visit those folks every chance you get. And order from those. They've got some great breakfast. They've got a great breakfast menu, and then you can order stuff a la carte if you want to. You can just order a pair of eggs if that's all you want, and they'll sunny side them up or scramble them or whatever you want done to them. But, you know, get over and join those great folks over there for breakfast. And then they've got their $5 lunch deal where they'll give you a burger, fries, soda pop, and a sundae, I believe, all part of that deal. So I want to remind everyone, you know, get over and shop with those folks. And also, I've got some, a little update on some things we talked about last week, and that is our kind of the closing of the school year and the ending of spring sports here at Clay County High School. Our boys and girls both finished in softball and baseball, finished their seasons last week. They finished on a little bit of a down note, but they both had tremendous seasons. Our girls softball team won the Tri-Lakes Conference, but they could only manage a second place finish in the district tournament, which sent them on the road to Gordonsville, Tennessee. And Gordonsville, Tennessee just happens to be the defending state championship in the state of Tennessee in Class A. And they came out in second place down there. But we'd like to congratulate first-year coach Andrea Caulfield and all of her players for a tremendous season. And I know she has a number of underclassmen, freshmen and sophomores, at a lot of playing time this year, and she's looking forward to another great season next year. And on our baseball team finished second in the regular season. And like the girls, they finished second in the district tournament, which sent them on the road, and that was a they had to go travel to Good Pasture down at Madison, Tennessee, and of course Good Pasture is one of the private schools that still plays in the public school leagues here in Tennessee, and they their baseball team, I think, was something like 26-4-1 or something or other, and the drop off the second place team down in the other district was, I think maybe they were like 11-12 or something. So it is coming in second, the district was very, very detrimental to them, and it's very, very difficult, and they didn't make it out of good pasture with a win. But like the girls, they also had one of the better seasons that we've had in a little bit time here at Clay County High School, and we want to also offer our congratulations to Coach Nelson and that squad. But that catches up on what's going on over at the high school in the past few days, and we'll talk about what's coming up over there in the next day or so here in a few minutes. But right now, I guess we need to take a little bit of a short break and slip a commercial in here, and we'll be back in a minute with our first guest of the day.
Hey, Clay County. Dairy Queen in Salina and Kicks Country wants to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down. 243-5574 to win an ice cream cake from Kix Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
As an adult, you probably don't think much about vaccines, but the truth is, more adults than kids die every year from diseases that vaccines can prevent. Vaccines can prevent everything from flu to cancer. This is Dr. Bill Schaffner of the National Foundation for Infectious Diseases. Vaccines are recommended throughout our lives to maintain our immunity. Staying up to date isn't as hard as you think. Visit adultvaccination.org for more information. That's adultvaccination.org.
Good afternoon. This is Elaine Closure. We're trying to help everyone get through this vast home improvement warehouse. We're currently in the plumbing department, but there seems to be a cart with a pallet of 2x4s turned sideways in the aisle. No one can get through. And don't even try the paint counter. They're going to be bottlenecked there for the next hour at least. You may want to avoid that area and try an alternate route. Are you tired of the long lines at the big box home improvement centers? Come visit the folks at Salina Lumber for all your home improvement needs right here at home. Remember the personal attention you used to get at the old corner store? Well, that same experience still exists at Salina Lumber Company, your local PPG Porter paints dealer, where you'll find the perfect paint, expertise, product knowledge, and personal service to help you complete any paint job inside and out. Every job deserves PPG Porter Paints, a trusted brand for 90 years. Catch the PPG Porter Paints experience at Salina Lumber Company, where we're so much more than lumber.
Daddy, when are you coming home?
It can be difficult being a service member called for duty. That's why there's the Yellow Ribbon Reintegration Program. We help thousands of National Guard and Reserve members ensure their families are taken care of while they're away.
Daddy, you're home!
And when they return, we help with everything from job opportunities to financial planning. Learn more at yellowribbon.mil. A message from the Department of Defense.
Welcome back, everyone. We're here now. I've got my first guest here with me this morning. She's been a visitor here a couple of times, and she says she has brushed up on her math skills.
Yes, I have.
The last time she was here, but I guess I told her to come down this morning. Mayor Reagan is usually here with us on this morning to give us an update on what's going on with the county court, but he had a conflict in scheduling, so we had to hurriedly rearrange. And Kathy's usually, she'll talk about just about anything you get her started on, but I know one thing, I think I saw a little notice in maybe a little news story in last week's newspaper about the Merchants Association, which I know she is very, very active in and trying to get started here. And Kathy comes in, she is a newcomer to Clay County. She's not a born and bred Clay Countyan, but she's brought in a whole bunch of energy with her, and she has a little store up the end of the street here, and she's getting some stuff done. Kathy, good morning.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
It's a great morning here in Salina, Tennessee, isn't it?
It is, Thomas. I'm happy to be here with you in Clay County and trying to fill Mayor Reagan's shoes. That's kind of a task, but we'll see what we can do.
Well, what have you got for us this morning that's going on?
We have so much going on. It's really exciting. We recently had a merchants meet and greet over at the Chamber, and this was designed to invite all of the merchants who haven't yet participated with us in any of our events or advertising or whatever, just to come out and get an idea of who we are and what we're doing. Our Merchants Association, if you recall, we're not charging fees or dues. We want all merchants to be able to be involved with us, and basically just learning that in sharing costs of advertising and events and things like that, we get a lot more bang for our buck.
You know, excuse me, Kathy, I know the Chamber is for merchants, basically any interested citizen, but the Merchant Association, are you looking at just the folks here in the county, in Salina, or are you looking to reach out to anyone?
Anyone in Clay County. Anyone in Clay County is welcome, most definitely.
Okay, and I'm sure you've got you're talking about a bunch of prospective events that are already scheduled, things that you're looking to do here.
We will do a few of the events that got us started last fall. But prior to that, we are looking to do on July 3rd and 4th here at the courthouse, on the square, we're going to have Independence Day. We're going to have a picnic on the 3rd and a cakewalk, and that will benefit the Merchants Association. We're working with some of our local cafes to provide specials. If folks want to come out and not necessarily have to pack your picnic, you can bring your empty basket and come to the cafes, and they will have specials that they will work with you on if you want fried chicken or if you want pork chops or whatever, and you can get them to go and bring them out here on the square and be part of our cakewalk.
Well, I know we had our Cumberland Run Cruise in a few weeks ago, and a couple of our restaurants stayed open here around the square, and they said that the folks came in and worked them to death, I believe was their words. I think maybe one of the young ladies who was a server down at the Gone Country said she had been down there since breakfast and she was ready to go home.
I'm sure she was. That was a great crowd for the car show.
Yes, and we just need to get people in Salina. We have people around Salina, but, we have trouble sometimes getting them to come into Salina and see what we have to offer here in the city itself.
That is very true. One of the things that we worked on last fall, and we were so excited to do so, 16 of our local merchants went together and purchased a 2-page ad in the Dale Hollow Explorer Lake Guide. And that is produced by the Dale Hollow Lake Marina Association. They printed 30,000 of those, and those were distributed at the beginning of the year, January and February, March, around the Midwest, the boat shows. And it was kind of fun. I had an opportunity to go to Indianapolis and represent one of the local marinas, Mitchell Creek, and pass those out. And it was also a great platform for me to be able to represent Salina and show that ad off. And so many people were just, I think, amazed to find out what we have to offer here.
Yeah, I know for a number of years, our marinas on Dale Hollow Lake were family-owned and old family-owned. They had been basically a lot of them there from the beginning of Dale Hollow Lake, and they had a set of customers that came to see them every year.
Right.
And I think maybe, most of the marinas kind of got away from going to the big boat shows like up in Cincinnati and Louisville.
Right.
And we kind of got behind, I think. I think a change in the transportation system in the area, the better highways now. Once upon a time, Tompkinsville, Kentucky was basically the gateway out of Ohio and Indiana.
Right.
And then on through Salina up to Dale Hollow Lake. But when Ohio and Kentucky did some road improvements, that traffic flow has kind of changed now where it comes through Burkesville, and a lot of the folks don't even come through Salina anymore. And I know, like I said, we've got to have a reason to get them to come through our place.
That's true. We do. Another thing that I'm kind of wanting to work on, and we started doing that at the beginning of this year, Diane Brown over at the Chamber and myself, we are trying to create a comprehensive calendar for Clay County. So often people come into my shop and they'll say from the campgrounds or maybe the lake, and they'll say, you know, is there anything to do around here? And Thomas, you and I both know, being here in Clay County, there's always something going on. But if we could gather all that information and get it on a calendar so we could get it out there to folks and get it to the campgrounds and out to the marinas and, you know, folks love the lake, but sometimes they have a little too much sun, or the evening they want to come into town and do something like listen to bluegrass on the square or eat at one of our little cafes. We just have to let them know what's happening.
Okay, now this would be a good spot to take a little short break. Let you catch your breath, and we'll take a short commercial break, and we'll be back just in a minute to further this conversation with Cassie about the Merchant Association and some of the things going on in and around Salina.
The Salina Merchants Association would like to remind everyone of the many shopping, entertainment, and recreational opportunities that exist in Clay County. Everything from down-home cooking to the finest jewelry and kayaking on the Obie, to the latest handbags and accessories, rusty gold, vintage, and retro items, fine quality antiques, and handcrafted items. There are bluegrass jammers on the square, fishing and boating on the lake, our historic Clay County Courthouse, and the Clay County Museum of History, not to mention the everyday necessities such as groceries, hardware, lumber, auto, and mechanical parts, just to mention a few. The Salina Merchants Association reminds you to shop locally and play locally.
For those with mental or substance use disorders, what does recovery look like? It's a transformation. It's a supporting hand. It's new beginnings. When does recovery start? It starts when you ask for help and support. Join the Voices for Recovery. Speak up. Reach out.
For confidential information on mental and substance use disorders, including prevention and treatment referral, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to senior care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
At times, the path to recovery from a mental and substance use disorder may be unclear. At times, the path may be rocky. At times, the path may be wandering. But laying a strong foundation with the support of others makes all the difference. For information on mental and substance use disorders, including prevention and treatment referral, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Welcome back, everyone. Kathy's still here with me. She hadn't abandoned ship yet. And, John just stuck his head in and said, we have our two students more at the high school here that are coming up next, our valedictorian and salutatorian that we're going to talk to. And Kathy, we're just talking about some of the things going on here with the Merchants Association, and which she has, you know, been very active in. And I know, you know, just looking around Salina now, we've got one major business in Salina that's changing locations, I think maybe this week. And mm-hmm. I have talked to the owner up there, Linda Raines, mm-hmm. about coming on, not to give her a freebie bit of advertising, but to talk about this Southern barbecue that we have in this area of Clay County and Monroe County, Kentucky, maybe the history of it. So she is going to come in and talk to us about the process of going through a small business loan application and what all is involved in that type of thing, and you know, what a benefit it was to them to find out know that this was available to them, and the requirements and the things that they have to do. I think, you know, there's some things like they have to provide some new jobs or some, or you know, add some people on, that type thing. And also, look like we've started a little bit of the site excavation over for the, I guess, is that the Family Dollar store, I believe. And, you know, if you can imagine the amount of traffic that's going to move just a little bit closer to the square. I know, you know, they've been in business here for a number of years, but they have been out, you know, kind of an outlier just off the square, out around our, I guess, around our medical district, mm-hmm. where they were, I guess they called that the medical district over there, there with where the drug stores are located there around the hospital. And I know, you know, then that's going to bring more traffic closer to the square, and hopefully, you know, the folks that stop there, maybe they will, maybe somebody will open a soda shop or something or other where we can have another reason for them, you know, after they leave the Family Dollar to stay a few minutes longer. But Kathy, if you will, we'll get back to you if you miss now that I've got off of my soapbox.
Okay. I also wanted to mention some of the things that we've started working on. Of course, you're all aware of Clay County Opry, the fourth Saturday of each month, and the merchants are going to be working with the Opry and doing some co-events. In August, we're going to do the Dog Days of Summer, and basically we're going to have hot dogs and chips and soft drinks available for people to buy so they can just sit and listen to the music and have a hot dog.
If you haven't been out to that, you have truly missed some tremendous music. I haven't made through all of them, but I've tried to catch parts of each one of them, and we've got some tremendous musicians around this area, and we still have some that haven't made it over yet. You know, hopefully one of these days before long we'll get some of the other. We've got a number of little bluegrass bands that pick and grin around here, and we've got kind of a core band that comes in each week that Diane and Gary have gotten together, and some great musicians. And we've had you know, some songwriters. We've
mm-hmm.
had how about Charlie Gold coming
on? I'm telling you.
we'll have to throw that one in there.
You know what? That's the fun thing about this. You never know who's going to show up, and sometimes you're kind of surprised to see who does show up and how well they just kind of fit right in, and Charlie's good.
Yes, he is. He came in carrying his guitar and sat down, and he does some good old-fashioned country singing.
He does. He does. Very, very pleasant surprise.
Yes. So he not only can fix your heating and air for you, I guess, but while he's there at your place, maybe he can bring his guitar and do a little serenade.
And sing a little for you.
But make sure he clocks off before he does that. Getting back to you again, Kat.
We are continuing to search out new opportunities to advertise our merchants association, Salina, everything we're trying to do here. Miss Ruth Dial with the Upper Cumberland Tourism Association is offering our merchants a fabulous opportunity for a year's membership with Upper Cumberland Tourism at a very, very, very deep discount. And I mean, it's about as deep as you can go. But it's things like that, people who are just trying to step up and help us out that realize we have something special here and we just need a little bit of help, you know, getting the word out to folks. We're also going to be working with Moonshine Days this year. Trying to establish with each one of our merchants downtown here especially that they have something that they can provide to the public that is specific to their store or their business pertaining to Moonshine Days.
Okay, you know, Moonshine Days, we started with a big bang, and then we got a real big bang with thunder and lightning and
mm-hmm.
all kinds of weather problems. But now it looks like we have settled in on that date each year.
Yes.
You know, it's a nice warm time of the year, and had I think maybe we had maybe one little thunderstorm that came through last year, but other than that, it was great weather. And with all things, it is, you know, a learning process.
Yes, it is.
You learn one year what works and what doesn't work, and bring back what does work, and as you said, look for some new things to.
Mm-hmm.
To try them out one year to see what happens, and to, you know, the big thing is hopefully we get good, steady growth in that celebration.
Right, that's correct. And we're also working to bring the artisans back more so than the commercial type stuff around the square. I had an opportunity on Monday to go over to Monroe County to meet with their crafters group that they have, and they're wanting to work and do kind of a round robin thing with us where we all share crafters at different fairs, and so we're trying to get them included in our moonshine days.
You know, I know this year at our mistletoe market, we had about a dozen, I guess, tremendous crafters
yes.
that came in here, and I think they were surprised at the amount of traffic we got, you know, through the courthouse that day. And, you know, they're out there, and
they are.
We just, down at Granville, they have them running over down there. Of course, like I said, they've been going at that a long time.
Right.
And we're kind of newcomers at it, and as you said, we're learning a little bit every time we do something.
Yes, we are. And I started recruiting at Mistletoe Market for Roller Coaster as well as Moonshine Days, so.
Well, what else we got going on? What about our merchants drawing? Are looking at anything maybe this summer, having a merchants
yes,
drawing?
Yes, we would love to do that. And, you know, I think maybe just sitting here talking with you, we haven't really talked, the merchants and myself, we haven't really talked about it, but I'm thinking maybe that Dog Days of Summer might be a good time to, we've got folks down listening to the bluegrass music, and maybe that would just kind of entice them to come down and have a hot dog and win some money.
You know, I don't see any reason at all why we couldn't take a little bit of break there in the middle of the music and give away a little bit of money. And
I don't think anyone would be disappointed.
I wouldn't think so. So, you know, not only get to listen to good music with no admission price, but then also maybe get a chance to take a little bit of money home with you from the merchant's drawing.
Right, right. I think that's a great idea.
So I know we look like we've got a bunch of things to look forward to this summer, and you know, if you look on our list of things to do, just about every weekend this summer, we have got something, not every weekend, but at least one weekend every month, there's something going on in and around the square here to get folks to come in and patronize our merchants here around the square. I know we do have a theme now of kind of an antique theme.
Right.
I don't know how many shops we've got now, but I know during the car show day, I know you were open. I haven't asked you about business. I'm sure a few folks came up by.
Did have a few folks, and of course, as you said, these are always learning processes, and so I know a couple things I'll do differently next time, but you just got to let folks know you're here.
Day's Trading Post said, you know, he didn't sell anything that day, but folks come in and seen some things, and that they couldn't haul home in their classic car, so
right.
they brought their wives back with them the next time. And when you bring the wife along, that usually means you're going to buy something.
That's true.
But, Kathy, it's been a pleasure having you here with us this morning. One more thing before you go, though.
Sure.
I'll relate a little something. We've been doing a little bit of work here in the courthouse on our electrical and had the telephone company down one day last week. Jim McBride was down cleaning out some of the old wires and stuff, and I looked out the door here, and I saw two couples peeping through the front door looking inside here and trying to get in one of the doors that was closed, and I motioned them around to the side, and they came over the door and said, can we come in? 45 years ago today, we got married here in this courthouse.
I love that. And, you know, we have a wedding scheduled here June
yes,
the 20th.
Yes, we do.
That's exciting.
Yes, and if you would like to take advantage of the old courtroom up there. It's going to be a neat place for a wedding, and we've got that coming up. But these folks came in, and they said, I think maybe the young lady said when they got married 45 years ago that she was maybe 16 years old, and they came down here because the family didn't really approve of all of it because they had told her this ain't going to work.
Right.
And she said, well, maybe it has, but I told them I didn't know what else went on, but I bet I could tell them what the JP or the county, I guess they were the judge then. I said, I can guarantee you I know how he finished the ceremony. And they said, well, how was that? I said, he said to you, I now pronounce you man and wife. That'll be $5. And they said, exactly. But they did. They toured the courtroom. They looked at it and reminisced. They knew the exact room back at the back of the courtroom where they got married. And basically every time someone's in here, we will see people walking around taking a look at it. And it's something to be proud of here. And we, like I said, we are with the help of our grant. We're doing a little bit of work on it. And I know we've got some more enhancement grants coming down to improve the looks of downtown Salina, and we're going to get the people in here.
Great.
Well, Kathy, I think we need to take another little short break, and I'm going to let you go, and I'm going to bring my youngsters in.
Well, thanks for having me, Thomas.
It's a pleasure as always.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skill, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
There are superheroes among us. They are citizen warriors back home from duty. Even superheroes need support now and then. That's why the Yellow Ribbon Reintegration Program is here to help. We serve today's heroes, National Guard and Reserve members, before, during, and after deployment. To learn more, visit yellowribbon.mil. A message from the Department of Defense.
Auto, property, farm, business, life, term, do you have enough coverage? Are you overinsured? Are you paying too much? How do you know what insurance provides the right coverage for you? Well, you can find out by contacting Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee. Hugh Davenport has been helping his friends and neighbors get the insurance they need for 36 years, and he can help you too. He'll make sure you have a full understanding of your needs and get you the coverage that's just right for you. Make sure you're not underinsured or overinsured. Contact Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau at 808 East Lake in Salina, Tennessee. Open Monday through Thursday, 8:30 until 4:30, and Fridays until 5. You can call him at 931-243-3181. That's 931-243-3181 for Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee.
We try to hide our truths about our mental and substance use disorders from the world, and sometimes from ourselves. Saying I'm fine is a facade. By facing our problems, recovery begins. And we are empowered to speak our truth. Join the Voices for Recovery. Speak up. Reach out.
For confidential information on mental and substance use disorders, including prevention and treatment referral, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Welcome back, everyone. Once again, we're here in the historic Clay County Courthouse here in Salina, Tennessee. And I have two more guests with me. But before we get to our guests, I have Chelsea Copas and Andrew Meadows here. They are the valedictorian and salutatorian for this year's graduating class at Clay County High School. And we're going to talk to them here in a minute. But right now, we'll take a few minutes and go over our birthday and anniversary club list. And get ready at the end of the program. We'll draw a name or a big old cake from over at the Dairy Queen. Celebrating birthdays this week, Jessica Sue Scott. And this is from happy birthday wishes from her grandmother, Marie Bowles. Also celebrating this month, this week, Molly Smith from Ricky, Emma, and Anna Smith. And also Randy Kystrom from his family and friends. And we have one anniversary this week, and that is to Luther and Debbie Boone. Happy anniversary from Sarah Jane Boone Reagan. And we'd like to wish all these folks a happy anniversary or birthday in celebration of this special day in their life. And here in just a few minutes, we'll draw out a name that will win a birthday cake from the Salina Dairy Queen here, of course, in Salina. And the phone number to call to leave a message concerning birthday and anniversary is 931-243-5574. And that is an answering machine, which means you need to talk slowly, clearly, and leave the name of the person you're wishing to honor, and also your name and a telephone number in case we need to call you. And after the winning name is drawn today, they can go by the Clay County Chamber of Commerce and pick up the certificate and take that over to the folks over at the Dairy Queen, and they will present you with a great big old cake. I think we still have some over there for folks that haven't picked up their birthday cake yet. I wish I could claim the ones that that don't come out by, but they won't let me do that. So if you are a previous winner, you need to get over by there and pick up your cake. Well, Andrew, Chelsea, I know this is kind of short notice. As I told folks earlier, Mayor Reagan is supposed to be here today, and I guess if I could think of anyone that maybe would be a more appropriate time than having you two guys, I don't know when it would be, because graduation's tomorrow night, I believe. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
And you guys are number one. Who's number one?
I am.
All right. And Andrew's number two. And then the first off, well, let's talk to Chelsea a few minutes. Chelsea, what is your grade point average for?
I have a 4.0 GPA.
Does that mean that you've been perfect?
Not
for
perfect,
4 years?
But I've had all A's for four
You've
years.
Had all A's. And that is a tremendous accomplishment. Well, let's back up a little bit. How about through the lower grade? Did you ever get any B's down there?
No. So you've never had a B.
Never had a B. Well, what's it going to do to your psyche or your when someone messes up and gives you a B?
Well, with these college classes I've taken, I've gotten close a couple times, but I just know if I work hard and do my best that everything will turn out good.
And, you know, and sometimes
a B is good in college.
A B in some classes. I've got a few that I was real proud of back about 100 years ago when I was in college. But I know that is quite an accomplishment. What about attendance? Have you missed very many days?
I've missed a couple every semester, but I've not missed more than what.
I think your mother drug you out every day, didn't she?
She tried.
Chelsea's mother is a teacher, and I think also she was a... what was her honor when she graduated?
She was salutatorian of her graduation.
And that was at Salina High School.
Yes.
And I do think, I do remember having her in my classes when I was a teacher. And I think also she, junior high, my wife was her teacher down in junior high, I think. So I have been familiar and I've known who Chelsea was since she was basically even before she was born, I guess, because her mother was probably teaching down Hermity Springs when she was born, and her mother was I used to be the technology coordinator for the county schools here, and her mother was kind of my representative with the Hermity Springs School for a number of years. I know she had a lab down there, and she was kind of my backup down there when I wasn't down there, so I am familiar with Chelsea and her mother and her family, and I personally would like to say, you know, that's a tremendous job well done, and congratulations to you. And let's let Andrew chime in just a little bit, even though he is the valedictorian. And Andrew, what was your grade point average?
4.0.
How did we determine which one was which?
Her grades on a scale of 1 to 100 was about 4/10 of a point better than mine.
Okay, so I know in a lot of instances anymore, a lot of schools don't even register the numerical score. If you get an A, that's a 4. You know, that's 4 quality points, and a lot of schools don't even keep the numeric numbers anymore. And, of course, a lot of schools don't have valedictorians and salutatorians. They would just have honor students, and... if you had a 4.0, you would be an honor student. But, you know, it's kind of glad to see school like Clay County High School that still, you know, there's nothing wrong with honoring number one and number two, is there? Especially since it's you guys. what was the most, I'll ask Chelsea first, the most challenging class maybe that you had in high school?
My most challenging class would be one of my dual enrollment classes, my probability and statistics class I had this semester.
And that was through volunteer state?
Yes.
And was it online, one of these online
classes?
Yeah,
it was all online, and you just had to figure out what you were doing by yourself.
You know, we have been... Salina High School, Clay County High School, have been cooperating with the volunteer state for a number of years. At one time, we had... dual enrollment classes over the fiber optic network, where with the teacher, I think Mr. Pryor, who taught history, mm-hmm. he taught from here in Salina, and the students at Hermitage Springs would be online live with him over the TVs. down at Hermiston Springs, and we've had this going on for a number of years, and it has increased now. Do you guys know how many classes that we do offer now at Clay County High School for online credit? Do you have any idea of total number? Or
Mr. Kenny Westmoreland teaches English classes at school, and you can take about as many online classes as you want to.
And how many credits do you already have?
When I graduate, I'll walk the line with 27, but I tested out a freshman college English, so that doesn't count.
So you are basically a sophomore when you start. Andrew, what about you?
I'll graduate with 18 hours, so I'll be a sophomore hopefully by December.
Okay, so you're just a little over, well, right at halfway through your freshman year at college. Where are you guys planning to attend college? Andrew?
I'm still undecided. We'll choose between either Tennessee Tech or Belmont.
Both very fine local universities that are in driving distance of home, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
Chelsea, what about you?
I'll be going to Tennessee Tech in the fall.
And you're going to major in?
Pre-physical therapy, and once I finish that, I'll go on to graduate school.
And have you decided where are you going to go to graduate school?
Wherever we'll take you.
Wherever we'll take you. How competitive is it to get in that next level? And I know you've done research on it.
Right now, it's really hard to get into it. There's a waiting list at most schools, unless you have a killer GPA going in. So I've just got to work really hard. And the closest one is at Western Kentucky, and then Belmont and Chattanooga, and then out of state.
Okay, guys, let's take a little short break, and we do have to earn a little bit of money for this, keep this show going. We've got advertisers that like to tell folks what they've got to offer, but we'll be back just in a minute with Andrew and Chelsea, and we'll let Andrew talk a little bit here in a minute about some of his future plans. But right now, I guess we need to take us a little short break.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Your path to recovery isn't like mine.
You have your own struggles with mental health issues.
Your own challenges with substance use disorders.
You also have your own abilities and strengths.
But when you need a hand,
reach out until you find one.
For information on mental and substance use disorders, including prevention and treatment referral, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hey, Clay County. Dairy Queen in Salina and Kicks Country wants to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down. 243-5574 to win an ice cream cake from Kicks Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
As an adult, you probably don't think much about vaccines, but the truth is, more adults than kids die every year from diseases that vaccines can prevent. Vaccines can prevent everything from flu to cancer. This is Dr. Bill Schaffner of the National Foundation for Infectious Diseases. Vaccines are recommended throughout our lives to maintain our immunity. Staying up to date isn't as hard as you think. Visit adultvaccination.org for more information. That's adultvaccination.org.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm sitting here with two of the brightest and two of the best, I guess, since they were number one and number two in this year's graduating class. And Graduation is tomorrow night. You've already had. Do we still have the awards night separate?
Mm-hmm.
No, that's all.
I think that
got to be a repetition thing where people were awarded the awards on Thursday or on Tuesday night, and then they came back and repeated them all on Friday night. So I know they tried that a year or two, but I know both of you guys have won some scholarship money and stuff. But Andrew, let's talk about you a little bit. I know also that your mother is not currently employed as an educator, but I know she has been. I worked with her at Hermitage Springs also when I worked down there. Congratulations to you. And, you know, I'm sure that somewhere along the line, there might have been a miscalculation. You guys probably should have been tied, I'm thinking maybe. What do you think?
Well, we actually did tie in eighth grade.
So the first 8 years you were tied. So you guys have been kind of competitive for about 100 years now, haven't you?
Yeah.
And somewhere or other, I'm sure that she maybe slipped one by you something somewhere along. What do you think?
I think she did beat me fair and square.
So you think she's pretty honest. Well, I'll go along with that. Andrew, you're on to college. Well, what are you planning on next phase, your major?
I plan on majoring in accounting and then hopefully going on to get my master's degree and become a CPA.
Have you thought about where you want to locate? And
I want to be more towards the Nashville area at first because it helps me get a job at one of the big four accounting firms, and that's where a lot of accountants start, and then after about 5 years of experience, they can branch out and get hired at a lot of other places more easily.
Okay, and I've noticed, I kind of keep up with you guys. I know I have a nephew over there who's also a member of the Future Business Leaders, which you're in also, and I know you guys go to conventions and stuff. And I think I saw the other day where you have already earned some Microsoft certifications, which aren't easy, are they?
No, the test is pretty challenging if you haven't had much experience in Word. Thankfully, our teacher, Ms. Dotson, done a good job preparing us for that test with our textbooks. They followed the test pretty well, and once we got to the test, it was fairly easy.
I know a lot of folks take quite a few months to get through that thing, and it takes sometimes more than one attempt at the test to get through it. And I took a look at it once upon a time, but I guess with the job that I had then, I didn't really have the time. And back in the days when I was coaching and teaching and working, I finished out my teaching career in the technology field by teaching some of the first classes. And I know that's quite an accomplishment for a high school student.
Thank you.
And what about, and you said probably Belmont or Tennessee Tech?
That is correct.
I think Belmont is becoming one of the top schools in the state of Tennessee. I know there's quite a bit of money flowing into Belmont down there. They've got some nice new buildings. Their attendance is way, way up. And also, I know, of course, they're famous for their, their feeder system into the country music world, aren't they, with some of the graduates there?
Yes.
Some of their music graduates. The starting salaries, accountants, I'm sure you've investigated that, haven't you?
I have.
And what are you looking for that first year? Maybe six figures or a little less
than
that?
No. The median salary is around $63,000, but the top 10% of accountants can earn over $100,000 per year, so pretty good salary for an accounting career.
Let's talk about that. Are you looking, I heard this correctly, are you looking to become an associate or a partner in an accounting firm, or are you looking to maybe be an accountant for some major corporation or company here in Tennessee?
That's one of those questions where I'm not really sure right now. I'd have to get some experience in accounting to really know what I want to do or branch off from there. There's many possibilities once you get your foot in the door.
Okay, and also I remember a couple of weeks ago, I guess down in Chattanooga, you won a first place down there in one of the contests down there in the Future Business Leaders contest down there. You want to talk about that a little bit?
Well, I've been competing in FBLA for 4 years now, and this year I finally got to take the upper-level test of the one I took as a freshman and advanced all the way to nationals, where I finished eighth. And this year I studied hard and worked hard and got I really did see all my hard work pay off, and was able to squeak out a win. Chattanooga, I guess it's not by how many, but just whether you beat that guy by 1 point, that's all it takes.
Just takes one or more, doesn't it? That's mm-hmm. what I used to say when I was coaching basketball. Guys, all we need is one more point from them, and I think we've got them. And that's kind of what it is. And I know extracurricular activities to maintain the grade point that you've maintained. Chelsea, I know athletically, basketball, you've been involved in basketball for all 4 years, and that takes a lot of time also. When did you find time to do all this studying?
Well, this year I actually didn't play basketball.
Yeah.
Because of all my college classes and other things that were going on. But you would stay up really late studying and get up real early to get ready for school and then study during classes when I had the time.
And knowing with even high school athletics now, it's become a 12-month-a-year
yeah.
thing. And, you know, that, from everything I can understand now, you know, basically, you know, just about every month of the year, you're looking at a three-hour commitment to athletics if you're going to participate in high school. But, and I know Andrew, I know he would love to have been the next Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. But he never did get to be 7 foot tall, but I can remember watching Andrew, his enthusiasm for the game of basketball, and I think you've been a manager on the basketball team. You were this year, I know, and past years, I think maybe you participated until, what, your sophomore, junior year?
I actually tried out my freshman year and then decided I didn't really enjoy playing as much as I thought I did, so I went back and started helping out at Hermitage Springs for which I've kept stats there for all 4 years of high school. We most recently finished second in the TNT state tournament there.
Right.
And then I started keeping stats for Coach Edwards my sophomore year, actually. I would watch the tapes and upload the stats online to him sophomore year, and then I started doing it on the bench for him my junior year. And of course, this year, with the successful season, it was great to be a part of that.
I think probably your statistic maybe contributed a lot to the state tournament trip, you think?
It was a small tool.
But it's an important tool, isn't it, even at the high school level these days. And people don't realize the hard work that's involved just in keeping up with everybody's in the ball game, all of the correct things they do and the incorrect. And I know that's a great job, and you've done a tremendous job at that over the years. I've watched you with your little notepad over on the sidelines keeping up with everything. And
I believe we've actually competed against each other a couple times, and you've got the better of me all three times, I believe.
Well, guys, I know you're looking forward to graduation I guess that's coming up tomorrow night, and you finished all your tests and everything's all done, and now you're going to shut your eyes and walk out the door over there and jump into a whole new world, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
And both you guys have speeches ready for tomorrow night?
Yes.
How long is your speech, Chelsea?
Like maybe 4 minutes max. Short and sweet.
Not, you know, repeating your speech, but what are you going to tell your fellow graduates?
I'm talking about life lessons from a candy bowl. I'm trying to make it more fun than usual.
And you, Andrew?
Mine will be about hard work and always thanking the ones that got you to where you're at.
You know, that's something sometimes we do forget, don't we, that did we?
No.
We had someone that every once in a while stuck their feet on our toes and got our ears and jerked us up a little bit, didn't they, and reminded us of, you know, who we are, where we come from, and where we'd like to go. Well, lady and gentlemen, it's been a pleasure having you guys here with us this morning, and I'll let you do one more thing, and in no particular order, just give me a number there off the top of your head. Andrew, we'll let you do that. 1 through 5.
3.
Number 3. Okay, you just picked Molly Smith as the winner of this week's cake. Maybe, I don't know if you knew Molly, maybe she'd talk her into giving you a little bite of that cake or something, but Molly Smith, you have won this week's birthday and anniversary club cake. There will be a certificate for you at the Clay County Chamber building. And, of course, we want to remember the Clay County Chamber and the three-star program that helped make this radio broadcast possible every Thursday morning. And you guys can remind your friends over at school that you'll be on the radio tonight on 101.5 WVFB-FM, Kix Country, live today. But there'll be a rebroadcast at 6 o'clock tonight on the radio. And if you would, encourage your friends to listen to you and see just how great you guys did on the live radio broadcast and how well you have represented Clay County High School, how proud I know your parents are of both of you guys. And I know both of your mothers are educators, and they are so proud of you. And the whole Clay County should be very proud of you, too, this young lady and this gentleman that have 4.0 averages for 4 years of high school and have taken a number of college classes and are ready to graduate and go whip the world. So once again, this is Thomas Watson here with Chelsea Copas and Andrew Meadows live from the historic Clay County Courthouse, and we're going to sign off again, and may the good Lord bless and keep you till we meet again.
Good afternoon. This is Elaine Closure. We're trying to help everyone get through this vast home improvement warehouse. We're currently in the plumbing department, but there seems to be a cart with a pallet of 2x4s turned sideways in the aisle. No one can get through. And don't even try the paint counter. They're going to be bottlenecked there for the next hour at least. You may want to avoid that area and try an alternate route. Are you tired of the long lines at the big box home improvement centers? Come visit the folks at Salina Lumber for all your home improvement needs right here at home. Remember the personal attention you used to get at the old corner store? Well, that same experience still exists at Salina Lumber Company, your local PPG Porter Paints dealer, where you'll find the perfect paint, expertise, product knowledge, and personal service to help you complete any paint job inside and out. Every job deserves PPG Porter Paints, a trusted brand for 90 years. Catch the PPG Porter Paints experience at Salina Lumber Company, where we're so much more than lumber.
For those with mental or substance use disorders, what does recovery look like? It's a transformation. It's a supporting hand. It's new beginnings. When does recovery start? It starts when you ask for help and support. Join the Voices for Recovery. Speak up. Reach out.
For confidential information on mental and substance use disorders, including prevention and treatment referral, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
The Salina Merchants Association would like to remind everyone of the many shopping, entertainment, and recreational opportunities that exist in Clay County. Everything from down-home cooking to the finest jewelry and kayaking on the Obie to the latest handbags and accessories, rusty gold, vintage, and retro items, fine quality antiques, and handcrafted items. There are bluegrass jammers on the square, fishing and boating on the lake, our historic Clay County Courthouse, and the Clay County Museum of History, not to mention the everyday necessities such as groceries, hardware, lumber, auto, and mechanical parts, just to mention a few. The Salina Merchants Association reminds you to shop locally and play locally.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kix Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them. Or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.